Today we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday. The fourth Sunday of Easter every year, we hear from John chapter 10. Each year has a different segment of this chapter that is given to us, but it speaks to us again of one of the ways which we are meant to understand Jesus and his work, the way in which he comes to save us. Right before this chapter begins is the healing of the blind man, which we heard during our Lenten season. And the scholars talk about how this is a continuation of that theme. It'll pick up again after this chapter, and we get into chapter 11. But what do we see with that blind man? Of course, is the great healing that comes to him. But the question that comes up time and time again in that discourse is knowing. The man doesn't know Jesus at first, but through the healing, through the questioning, the dialogue, through Jesus going back after this man, he gets to know him. The man lays down his life to follow Jesus. Again, the only way he can understand anybody wanting to live their life is to give themselves over completely to the Lord. So if we have that in the back of our mind, I think it adds a lot of weight to what we see Jesus saying today. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Which, of course, is what we celebrate in our Easter season. The fact that our God loves us so much that he became one of us. And as he says several times, he freely died, handed himself over for our sake, then he rose again. We continue that celebration for these 50 days, all the goodness that it has to offer us. And as we celebrate this Good Shepherd Sunday, the church also invites us to remember and to pray for vocations, especially to the priesthood, the diaconate, and to the consecrated religious life. It's also good for us, of course, to pray for all vocations, consecrated, single, and marriage as well. And so what I want to invite you to do is to pray with these readings, of course, pray with this message the church gives us, but also to look to our own life, to see what the invitation is from our Lord today, to hand more of ourselves over to him, and all the many different ways in which that is supposed to take root in our life. Jesus is a good shepherd because he lays down his life for us. His life is not his own. It's not about him. It's about the Father. Him doing the will of the Father. The will of the Father is to bring all that he had created back to himself. At our funeral masses, one of the most common gospels that is chosen is where Jesus says, I didn't lose any that were entrusted to me. I think it goes side by side with our message today. That Christ gives every one of us today, by virtue of his resurrection, by virtue of our sharing in baptism, by receiving that divine life, everything we need in order to pursue heaven. Everything we need to go towards our God, to hand our lives over to him. The question we have to ask is, where can we sacrifice ourselves for God's sake? Where can we lift up our brothers and sisters? Our first reading comes from the Acts of the Apostles, and one of my scripture scholars in seminary who actually worked for the International Theological Commission, which means he's one of the smartest scripture scholars in the world, said the more accurate translation of the title of that book is the Acts of Apostles. It says there's no article in the original language. It says it's an important note for us because it's not just telling us what they did thousands of years ago. It's telling us what we need to do today, of how we need to live. The culmination of our Easter season is Pentecost, where we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit into the life of the church so the church can go out to fulfill her mission. The opening chapters, and if you've been reading the weekday readings, we've been seeing the apostles going out and proclaiming good news. We've seen Peter and the others offering great healings. We have the back end of one of those stories in our reading today. Peter told a crippled man, he said, get up, I offer you healing in Jesus Christ. The Jewish leaders don't like that, and so they go after him. They yell at him. We see in these opening chapters a lot of arrest, a lot of yelling, a lot of condemnation. But the apostles can't stop proclaiming Jesus Christ. And Peter could take credit himself. He said, yes, I did this. Even if he says it's through the help of God, he could have taken some of the credit for himself. You know, knowing how us sinners tend to work. Because all the credit to Jesus. It says it was by his name that he was raised, that he was saved. It goes on to say there is only one way to the Father, that is through Jesus Christ. It is through the Catholic Church. There is no other way home to heaven. Now, to go into the fullness of that is a homily or a talk for another day. We have to realize that Christ has given us everything we need for our salvation here. And we have to take advantage of it. We have to cooperate with that grace. Our job is to align ourselves completely to God, to do the will of the Father. As you know, the way in which we celebrate Mass, a lot of times ad orient, a lot of chanting. Cardinal Sarah or Cardinal Sarah, men much holier and smarter than me have said his name both ways, not sure, but an African cardinal, very smart, holy man. Everything I have read has touched my heart that he has written. But he says why it's important for us to be open to doing Mass the way that we're doing it is because it removes me as a person, as an individual. It makes it less about me and more about Jesus. The one who will work through me when I celebrate the Mass. Because I, as a person, don't matter. Jesus working through me by virtue of my baptism and especially my ordination is what matters. It's about him and the work that he wants to do. Every one of us comes to this church every week, some of us every day, with all the different things going on in our life. All those ups, all of those downs, all the good, all the bad, all the ugly, all the mediocrity. Everything that we have going on in our life, our God wants to bring here to put at the foot of the altar so that he can change it and transform it. The second part of every one of our Eucharistic prayers, after we've already consecrated the host and the wine, we return it into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, is about changing us, changing our heart, making ourselves a gift to God. And we want to be mindful of that. Our readings many times today remind us that this is what we are supposed to do, that we're supposed to lay ourselves down before the Father. And in doing that, each one of us, by accepting our vocation, now of course the priest has a unique way in which we do this. The height of it is fulfilled in our bishops. We are meant to be a shepherd to the people around us, to protect them, to defend them, to lead them to the Father. It is through us realizing that our life is not our own. Our life is not about us, ultimately. That God can work through us to change the lives of the people around us. That he can transform them. That he can take his grace to the world. Our second reading, also from John, who wrote our gospel today, tells us that the world won't get us. The world will not understand us because the world did not understand Jesus. But what we are still supposed to do, just like Jesus, is proclaim the word no matter what. Proclaim the truth no matter what. To let God work through us in whatever way he sees most fitting, most appropriate. Again, I want to encourage you to once again pray with these readings, pray with this message, pray with this beautiful scene that is given to us by our God today. This beautiful celebration. Of course, pray for an increase of vocations across the board, especially for us priests, that we have enough priests to administer the sacraments throughout the church. But pray specifically also that you might know how you are supposed to share in this role as a shepherd, as a leader in the church. It's a beautiful opportunity that lays before us. We want to make sure that we take advantage of it. As we continue in our Mass today, we pray in thanksgiving for all the blessings that our Lord gives us. Let us pray that each one of us may hand ourselves over more completely to our Lord today, so we might be able to take his love into the world around us.